Yes, I wanted to record what we did on Shabbos. So we were continuing in the sugya of in the sugya of Mumah L'Tehillah. So we wanted to explain what the Hav Amina was that people would say that the Bedika afterwards is dispensable. Why would they say that? And that's how the Ran explains that it's only good to the other. Namely, if you have a behemoth and you have people who are a shochet, that's a mumah l'tehillah. So l'chatchila, you're not allowed to give it to him. But if you do give it to him, so then it could be qualified with a bedika la'achar, la'acharov. A bedika is a sakan after the shkita. So the question is, so why don't you do it that way l'chatchila? Why is there an iser to do l'chatchila? So the Ran explains that people will say that it's dispensable. And since they'll hold it's dispensable, and it really isn't, so you'll be eating the veil. Yeah, that's the Ran. So the Ran says it's a few lines down from Ulayin Halacha. Yeah, he says, Yesh Lomar, the Kol Shashkita Tluya Bibidika Shebesov, the Eel Loayinu Yecholim, Livdok, Kigandu Lesek, Lesalasakin, come on. Lesalasakin, come on. Tehei shvita so asura. Emotion, and so then if the second wasn't come on, so the shvita would be asura. So therefore the Ran says that so in a motion, the chatchila lishchot al smach osa b'dika. Shema yachshu haroim. The observer will think that what she'ein anu tzrichim l'dikaso. The yom, the yimsurav, the lo yivduku acharav, the nimsu alchum nevelus, kivan shebedikaso ma'akeres. So the Ran says that the reason why you don't give a lechatchila to a mumah l'tehillah and then do a bedika later is because you might think that the bedikah is dispensable. So the question is, why should you think that way? So what I wanted to say on Shabbos was that the people, the observer, you see, the halacha is that a momer l'tehillah doesn't eat treif where he has the opportunity to eat kosher. Now the question is, what about the tircha of bedikas hasakan? Do I say that he won't be matriach because he's a mumma l'tehavon, or do I say no, that since if he's matriach, he'll be able to eat basar kosher, so he'll never leave the opportunity of basar kosher and take basar nevela? So the halamina was that people will think that really the momer l'tehillah will be matriach. Will be matriach. If that's the case, so why are we bodek aharav? So there I wanted to say that there's two ways of being machshir the basar. One way is through umdana. And that means that everything is set up and the shechit is ready to go. The shochet knows what to do. And he's ready to shecht. And we say that there's no reason to assume that anything went wrong. Achzuki Yisurulam Achzukina. So we rely on Amdana. That's one way. That's one method of being Machshir Shchita. Through Amdana. But there's another way where you Machshir through Ne'amonos. That means that you have an Erechot Ne'am B'Yisurin, who is the Shochet. So the shochet is nema. So you might think the Chachamim did not want you to rely on Amdana. They wanted it to be kosher, machmas nemas. So therefore they told you to be bodek the sakin afterwards. So this way, you see, you check the saga yourself, and therefore you see that the saga is kosher, that it was kosher, that it was kosher, that he was torah. So then you have nemonis. So therefore the Chachamim said that you should do a bedikah l'achrav. But that doesn't mean that the bedikah l'achrav is indispensable. Okay. It doesn't mean it's indispensable. It's really dispensable, and you can rely on the fact that the momer l'tehillah will be torah. But they didn't want to rely on that umdana. So therefore, they said, Tibidika. And therefore, you take it out of the realm of Amdana, and you put it into the realm of Nemanus. But that doesn't mean that it's indispensable. Okay. So now the Ran goes on, and the Ran says,
Mustava, is that what we're up to? Above the brackets with a Duff and Dalit?
We're up to the Shami and Nami. The Mil Sederot.
Two lines above that.
Yeah, I think that's where we're up. The Shamin and Nami Mil Sederot. The Lo Chai Shinin Shema Ye'era Kyoko B'Shchita. The Yisrael Mumur Lo Meheman Lon. The Nisa the Chai Shinin Afo Gav the Bad Kinin Sakin. The Avinalei Heifi Samchin Alei Sheisho Ben Levei Nasmo. Dilmas Ramalei Deshoa Vidoris. Yeah, so here the Ram seems to be picking up Akasha. A big kasha. That if you say that you have to be bodeg acharav, so that means that when it comes to tircha, you don't want to rely. That means that you require an amonis. Yeah, so if that's the case, so how can we rely on the rest of the Shechita? If the Chachamim really demand that manas, so how could the rest of the Shechita be good?
No.
He's picking up from the Havamina. In other words, the Havamina held that why do we say Bodek Sakin L'Acharov, because you don't want to rely on the Yomdina. But really, the Yomdina would be good. So, but you require an Amonis. That's what the Roa would think. But the truth of the matter is that there is no Omdana on the Sakin. So the reason why you're Bodek Sakin is not because there's an Omdana and you want that Manas. But the reason is because there is no Omdana on the Tircha. Correct?
Right, on the Gavra.
There's no Omdana that is going to be Tarach. So the Ram says that you see from this that where there is an Umdana, you do rely. Namely, on the rest of the Shechita. On the rest of the Shechita. Yes, so what's difficult?
Why Michalik?
No, but we hold that there is no Umdana on the Tircha. That was the Alamina. Correct?
Right.
But in fact, there is no Umdana on the Tircha. So what is he asking? So he's asking, the Shamina Nami Mimil Sederava, the Lo Chai Shinin Shemiyera Kilko Vishkita, the Yisrael Mumur Lo Mehemen Lon. So it's not Machmas Nemonis. The Im Ika, the Chai Shinin Afagav, the Bat Kinen Sakin, the Avinuay, Heishi Samchinuay, Sheyishlo Benu Levein Asma. Dilma is Ramilei Dishav Adoris. Yeah, it's getting a little rough here. So he's saying that what? That since there's no Nemanis, so why am I not Choshesh for the rest of the Shvita?
Right.
But once you say that, you're going to come into a collision with the Havamina. Because the Havamina was that really there is an Umna on everything. But you don't want to rely on that Umna. So therefore you tell them to do what? They'll be Dikas a second afterwards. So how come the rest We rely on them. Right, so the Halamina would say that it's true you rely on Amdana, but only where you have no choice. Only where you have to. So when it comes to Sakin, so if the Sakin is the Fanenu, so we do Bedika La'acharav, because you don't want to rely on the Amdana that he's Torah. But the rest of the Shvita, you have no choice. So you rely on him, so you do rely on him.
You could just not let him Shech Beinu Levein Atzmo L'Kachila.
You mean why do you let him do it L'Kachila?
Right.
You mean if you do B'dika Sasakin, so then L'Kachila will let him do it. So the answer has to be that you do rely on them. I mean, that's what he's proving. You forget the Havamina. The Maskana, what do you do? The Maskana, with regard to the Sakin, yes, it's indispensable to do Bedika La'acharav. But that's because there is no Amdana. But really, you do rely on Amdana. So therefore, L'chatchila, you give it to him. And you don't say that maybe something occurred because of Zuki Yisrael HaSakin. That's for Maskana.
Right.
But what did the Havamina hold? The Havamina held that L'chatchila that if you give her over to L'chatchila, so the Bedika La'acharav is only that you should rely on them. So then you have your kasha. So why do we let him be Shochet Beinu Levein Atzmo? I mean, the Maskana is good. because the maskana, if you do bedika on the sakin, you let him do the chatzila. Because you rely on amdana. That's clear. Why don't I require an amonis? Like the Halamina held? So you see, there's no such halacha. That umdin is enough. But the Halamina is going to be difficult again. Because they're going to hold a lot that it's dispensable. So umdin is only good to the edit. You require an amonis. So how would they explain that if you do bedik on the sakin before and you give it over to the mum of hatzayavon, it's good, right? That's where we get caught. So they don't want us to rely on the Chatzila. Yeah. They will say that b'di'evad, you can rely on Amdana. But the Chatzila not. So if that's the case, how do they explain that you do b'dika on a sakin and give it to them?
But that sounds like a case where there's somebody giving him the sakin. So there's other people around. They can see what he's doing in the Shkita.
No, so we hold Ben with an asthma. So apparently he doesn't want that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the having means the rule. All right, let's go further.
Okay. The Rambam and the... The Rambam and the Ram.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Umistavra, the dafka mumar left on the velos, who should say livdok lo as hasakin. Kivin shum mumar lo sa davar atzmo. Ava mumar la vera acheres lo. Only a mumar la nevela is when you have to check the sakin. But if he's a mumar for a different nevela, then you wouldn't. The kivin the kaimalon, the mumar davar achar lo havi mumar lo tar kulo. Since we hold that mumar for one thing doesn't make you mumar for the whole Torah. Harihulin yin shchita kiso akasha. And then vis-a-vis shchita, he's really a kasher, a Jew. That's the shchita saran.
Right.
Ella. Ella, sheharam bamzal kasa perigdami shchita lachi yadali yisrael mumar la vera achas min averos shoyim mumcha. So the Rambam holds that even if it's a mumro davar acher, you still have to check the sakin for him, and you don't see as a dino ki yisrael kasher relative to shchita.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. With the Indian,
that's the Rambam.
Yes, Rama. I think we defined this on Friday, Rabbi Yevitsar, no?
Oh, we did?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we said, in other words, that does the person look at every mitzvah as a separate entity? So therefore, in every mitzvah, he won't be a mumar. He won't be a mumar le'teyavah. Because he looks at everyone as a separate kabbalah and mitzvah. Or do we say he looks at all the mitzvahs together as one, correct?
Right, that's the Rama. And that's why once he's not in the kabbalah one mitzvah, he's in the Srasha one mitzvah, you're choshish that he's not going to be Torah for Shlita in the Bedika Sasakin.
That's right. Okay, go further.
With the Indian Mumar Lech on the Velos, Afilu Shalola Teavon, so a new category. So he's a mumar for nevela, but even when there's no teavon, he just simply, I guess, doesn't care at all. in Badgu Sak and Venasnilo, Amdu Agaba, Mitzhila Vatsov, Shkitasak Shero. So here, if you check the knife, and you.
Right, so what kind of a mummer is he?
Yeah, I guess it seems like he's just like totally not look at it, like completely.
He's not a mummer lahachas.
No.
He simply, because he was Doshba, is Nasir Bo Gehetta. So El Hashkita is not in his parsha.
So, Rebbe?
Yeah.
I'm having a trouble getting his concept through my head that we're considering all mitzvahs on the same level. I mean, a guy is Oved Avodah Zorah, a Mechal Shabbos Farhesia. He's the same as a guy that, you know, doesn't keep Shemitah? I mean...
No, we're not afraid.
But you just said we consider a guy Mummer, all the mitzvahs are the same.
Sure are mitzvahs. But if he's a Mummer of Avodah Zorah, then it's different.
So it's not that mitzvah.
He discusses the next point. Here he's not talking about Avodah Zorah.
So it's all mitzvahs except Avodah Zarah, or?
Avodah Zarah and Chol Shabbos B'Farhesia.
What about murder is the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So if he's basically, he's in between the Mumel L'Tiavon and the Mumel L'Hachas, so he's Mumel L'Ochel N'Vel Shelo L'Tiavon, so then you have to check the knife, and you have to watch him, it's Chiyuv Atzof, and the Shechita's good.
Yes,
even the Kaimelon.
Because we're afraid that what? Shem Hashor, Shem Adoros. Shem Hashor, Shem Adoros. So there's a difference between where he's a Momolite Avon and between a case where he simply is not Geras Hilchos Shechita. It's Nasavo Gehetta. That if he's that what's the difference? It's a fine difference, but it's a nice chiluk. That mumel teyavon, we say that he's torach for heter. That if he has heter, he'll do heter. So therefore, we're not choshesh that something happened, because achzuk yisulam achzukinim, because he's operating under a flag of heter. Why? Because the heter is that the umdina is that he won't eat treif. So therefore, is lo shavah katera lo v'risura. But if he doesn't have it, if he's not a mummer in that respect, in other words, he simply doesn't have any hilchos shechita altogether, so then we say that, then you can't say that you're not choshesh. That because Achzuki Yisulam Achzukinim. In other words, Achzuki Yisulam Achzukinim is only where you have an umdina in the gavra that he's not going to eat treif. But there's no umdina like that, so then there's no Achzuki Yisulam anymore. In other words, in the moment of the Yavon, you have an umdina that lo shava katera for achal Yisura. So the moment you give him a sack and kosher, so everything is all finished before us in terms of umdana. That he's going to do it, he's going to finish off the shechita behet. But if he doesn't have hilchos shechita, you can't have that. So therefore, you have to be choshesh for maybe something happened. It's a fine chiluk, but it's a very nice chiluk. In other words, by the mumel teyavon, so he has a chazaka that he's gonna keep kosher, because lo shavak hetera v'ochal yisura. So therefore, you have the moment you give him the sakin, you have an umdin on the whole ma'isa shechita that's be'achshir. But if he doesn't hold from milcha shechita, you can't have such an umdin.
Right.
Because Hilchos Shechita doesn't exist. in his mind. So you can't say he's set up to finish it off b'echshav. So when do I say Yachzuk Yisrael Amachzakinin when the guy is set up to finish it off b'heter? But that's only by Mumar L'Tehelon. But if he's a Mumar, more than L'Tehelon, so there's nothing set up. You can't say he's set up now to finish off the Shechita. He doesn't have a Shechita. So therefore, we said that, so therefore Yechoshesh for Shema Doros. Shema Shoah.
Rebbe?
Yes.
So you're really limiting the concept of a Mumar L'Tehavon. You're saying a Mumar L'Tehavon is just that he disregards Kashrus only if there's no way to do it Beheter.
That's right. So therefore, he's going to be Torah Beheter. Once you say the Gavra is going to be Torah Beheter, so now we're not Choshesh for anything because we say we have Cheskes Kashrus on the rest. But if he doesn't have Hilchot Shechita and his Shulchan Aruch altogether, so then there's nothing to rely on, nothing. So therefore, anything, you have to be choshish for everything. Because you have to be mafkia, the Doros and Shoah. But if he's a Mumar L'Tehavon, so then he already excluded Doros and Shoah. Because he's Torah for Hetera. So the fact that he's Torah for Hetera so prevents us, is Mafkia, the Shema Doros and Shema Shoah. Because they have an Umdana, the guy's Torah for Hetera. But if he doesn't have Hilchot Shechita, he can't have such an Umdana. So now we're afraid, Shema Shoah, Shema Doros.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
So you're saying the Mumar L'Tehavon, all it tells you is that he's not going to abandon his desire for the meat. But it doesn't tell you that he's not going to follow halacha when he can. It doesn't reflect upon that at all. It just says that he will not abandon his desire for meat. So if there's a way to do it, beheter, he'll do it beheter. But if there isn't, he's not going to abandon his desire for meat. So then he'll do it beheter. But initially, he's not going to abandon the way to do it in heter.
That's right. So since that's the case, so you see he's going to be Torah Be'Latera. So you have an Umdana, an Umdana Latera. But over here, he doesn't have Hilchot Shechita altogether. So there's no Umdana whatsoever of any kind. Right. So then all the Cheshashas come out. Shema Shoah, Shema Doros.
That's good, Mindy.
Yo, Mendy, what are you hearing, Mendy?
No, I'm just saying the Mumar L'Tehavon doesn't mean he's going to disregard halacha. It just means that he's not going to disregard his taiva for meat.
That's right, exactly. That the taiva can overpower it. But basically, he has a cheskes kashrus. He didn't lose his cheskes kashrus. He only loses cheskes kashrus when there's taiva. Otherwise,
right.
He has a cheskes kashrus. And since he has a cheskes kashrus, so there's no matter that removes the chash of Shema Shoah, Shema Doros. But if he doesn't have Hilchot Shechita, he has no cheskes kashrus whatsoever vis-a-vis Shechita. So if there's no cheskes kashrus, so now the problem of Shema Shoah, Shema Doros is going to arise.
What's to prevent us from saying that his taiva will also stop him from even checking initially?
That's why we don't trust him on that. We have to be bothered with the sock and then give it to him.
But you're saying that there's a cheskes kashrus that if he can get not in the bailiff, if he can get kosher meat, he'll do that before going to the bailiff.
That's right. That's why Shema Shoah, Shema Doros is that's Mafkia Shema Shoah, Shema Doros. The Cheskes Kashrus.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Where do we get the fact that he will go after something that's kosher is available. Like the last way you formulated that he's toreach or hetera when it's available just seems like a funny category.
Once more. Could you repeat it?
Yeah. I guess I'm struggling with this last formulation. You're saying he will be toreach or hetera when it's available.
Right.
I think I followed up until now, but just that ending just seems kind of funny. But where do we get that fact that he'll be toreach for hetera when it's available? It sounds like he doesn't really care.
Because he's only a mumma l'tayavon. A mumma l'tayavon, in other words, a mumma l'tayavon doesn't have a shem that he's mufka from shmiras ha-mitzvahs. He is a shomer mitzvah. The only thing is that the taiva overcomes him, and therefore he fails to keep it. But he really wants to keep it. So he has a ches, the gavra has a cheskes kashrus vis-a-vis the mitzvah. So therefore we don't say shema dara, shema shah. Because he has a cheskes kashrus, which tells you that he's going to do it right. But if he doesn't have hilchos shchita altogether, there's no cheskes kashrus whatsoever. Because the whole halacha is alien to him. If the halacha is alien, so there's no cheskes kashrus. So then the chash of Shem HaShoah, Shem HaDoros comes back. But what's bothering you? Maybe I'm not hearing. Maybe I don't hear your point.
No, I think I got that. Now that makes a little bit more sense. I think I needed that extra context that within, this is all within the Mumar LaTeyavon, and you're defining that kind of the way Mendy's saying it too, that Mumar LaTeyavon is only when his taiva gets the best of him in a specific situation, but really even that specific mitzvah, he still wants to keep kashrus. He just is overcome from time to time.
That's correct.
Okay.
So when do I say Achzuk Yisur Lam Achzukin? When there's a cheskes kashrus vis-a-vis the asir. And that's only by Mumar L'Tayava, not by a Mumar that is Nasalo Keheter.
Right. Then kashrus is not even on his radar.
That's right. So therefore you can't say that we exclude Shem HaShoah, Shem HaDoros. Okay. Go over. I will move on.
So, Rebbe, sorry, yes. One more thing. So just categorically, a guy who eats, you know, he just eats non-kosher meat out, that wouldn't be a Mumar L'Tayavon because he doesn't care about the mitzvah anymore.
If he doesn't keep kosher outside?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just trying to figure out what... Sorry,
that's
say that
clear.
Again. Okay.
Yeah, then he doesn't have a cheskes kashrus at all, because he doesn't know from hilchos kashrus.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm just trying to understand this in a real-world example. I will get to Mumar L'Hachis, I know, in a minute, but, like, for this, there are people who just don't keep kosher all the time. They hold that it's the right thing to do, but they don't ever care. They just eat out stomp. So that wouldn't be this category. It's only a guy, I guess, who's overcome intermittently, like from time to time he can't control himself, is a guy who just eats out whenever he feels like it.
Yeah, a guy who eats out whenever he feels like it, he doesn't have hilchos kashrus. The reason why he keeps it in his home because of some kind of an emotional attachment to the custom, but he has no concept of halacha whatsoever. So as far as he's concerned, there really is no halacha shkita.
Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes.
If a guy were like stranded on an island and there's no kosher food around, he eats it, that would be Mumar L'Tayavon, correct?
Correct. But it would come out from this that even if you knew a guy spent money to keep kashrus in his house, that you wouldn't be allowed to eat there. Why? Because he's not a mumar l'tayavon. He's a mumar that he has no hilchos shchita. I mean, it's going to depend. You might want to argue, no, that really he's a Mamala Tayavon. Why? Because the reason why he doesn't keep kosher outside is because of an inconvenience. Yeah, but then if he has a kosher restaurant on a treif one and he goes to the treif one, then it shows he doesn't know from Hilchos Shchita, the Hilchos Kashrus altogether.
But maybe he likes the food better at that restaurant, or it's cheaper. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't he have to be like they're identical, and then he still doesn't care? But if, the treif one is closer to his house, or it's cheaper, or it has a bigger variety of food, I mean, that's why he's going. You know, he has a motive for.
Yeah, but if he only keeps kosher in his house, then it would seem, would appear, that he doesn't know from halacha. Why does he keep in his house? It's for experimental reasons.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I'm saying he's still a Shava Keter Vachle Sura. And just those two restaurants are not equal. That the restaurant that's not kosher has a different draw and appeal.
Yeah, it's that's why.
maybe it makes better food. Maybe it's cheaper. I'm saying it's not. This case of the Ron is where like they're just identical piece of Heter and Nitzer, and he just doesn't care. But two restaurants are not identical.
You mean a person who only keeps kosher in his house. So you want to say that every time, the reason is because every time the other restaurant tastes better.
Tastes better, it's closer, it's cheaper. Yeah, but if you really had the identical restaurants, one was kosher and one wasn't, you'd go to the kosher one, why not?
But they don't have pork. It doesn't taste like pastrami. It's better.
That's Taivon. That's what they have on.
That's the reason. It's not because it tastes the same. Kosher food doesn't taste the same as tray food.
That's fine.
Anyone who
that's
eats
fun.
You can't compare it.
That's what I'm saying. It's what they have on. So,
Rabbi, there's plenty of conservative and reformed Jews that know milchiks and fleishiks. They have two sinks, two sets of dishes. You know, they know about the stuff, and they go out to fancy restaurants because it's fancy. Or they go out for a business meeting and they eat because it's a business meeting. You know what I mean? But they wouldn't do that in their house.
Yeah, but what Aaron is asking is a hard question. Do I say that any little thing makes him a mumma, makes him a mumma with the alum, but he has a cheska, he has a chazaka of a shava kater rachu yisura? Or there has to really be a difference.
Right.
That's a good question.
Right.
I mean, in the past you told us that this was the reason why you'd be allowed to eat in a person's house that made an effort to keep kosher.
What's that?
In the past, you had mentioned that this would allow you to eat in a person's house that made an attempt to keep kosher. Two sets of dishes, buy kosher meat.
Right. I'm rethinking now. I'm not so sure. I guess it would depend on the guy. Like if he eats out occasionally because of Tyler, that's one thing, but if... And it's hard to where do you draw the line?
It's very hard to say it's not L'Tayavon because there's so much kosher food accessible. If he really wanted to abandon the ability to keep kosher, it's hard to say that. There are so many kosher restaurants.
Where are you talking about? You're talking about if you live in the five towns? Sure, so that category exists. What about the rest of the world?
That's correct.
I didn't know there were Jews anywhere else.
Yeah. I'm helping you out.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the question is, if he keeps kosher in his house because of sentimental reasons, then definitely it's no good. Because that's nonsense. But if he keeps kashrus in his house, because he really wants to keep kashrus, but he has a taiva to eat out, and he eats out, so then he'd be a mumma l'tayavon. Like, I know a lot of time, I know a family, they used to have, the big title was to eat out. And they ate out in fancy restaurants. And at that time, there wasn't any real kosher fancy restaurants. So I guess you'd be considered mamon l'teva. But to bizman hazeh, it depends where. But that's what it would depend upon. Why does he eat out? Is it because of taiva and he holds some kashrus? And wherever he can get kosher, he tries to get kosher, if it's equal. Or he just keeps kashrus in his house because of sentimental reasons. Like a lot of people did it because they wanted their parents to be able to eat in their house. So that's why they kept kosher.
Right. But even if, let's say there's a fancy kosher restaurant in the town and there's a fancy non-kosher restaurant.
Right.
But they're still different. There's still a type of a variety. So even if he goes to the kosher restaurant sometimes, he has a taiva just to have something different. So, you know, I mean, just they don't want to be restricted to these restaurants. There's a taiva to try all the different ones. So even if they live in a place where there's fancy restaurants, they're different. The only way to really break the chazak of Lo Shavak and Ishatira is when you say if they're totally identical things and he just says, I don't care. I'll take this. It doesn't make a difference to me. But like when you have different restaurants, I mean, yeah, he could get the Heter one, but he wants variety. So that's a type of taiva also.
Yeah, but when we say a person gives into his taiva, that sounds like an erratic type of a thing, not a systemized Wednesday night, you know, let's go to the treif place every week.
Well, variety is a taiva also. I mean, that's a type of, he wants different types of food or different restaurants. That's like part of taiva is variety.
They don't keep kosher. Treif food, by definition, is going to be better. So that means he's not keeping kosher.
I'm just trying to define what we mean by a person caving to his taiva. To me, taiva is an erratic behavior. It's not something which is like, you know, I go out, I eat wherever I want, you know, or it's better. Or that's not a taiva. He's not a heter. It's not taiva.
That's a good point.
Tasting better is nasa heter. I mean, it always tastes better. That's not taiva. That's the nature of treif.
Rabbi, is nasa lo keheter a category within? Could you be a mumar l'teavon and have it nasa lo keheter, or are those two things mutually exclusive?
They're mutually exclusive. It is nasa lo keheter is mutually exclusive with l'teavon.
I see. So then at a certain point, a person might start out eating for taiva, but if that just becomes routine for him, then he would no longer be a mumar l'teavon, according to that.
It would seem so. It would seem that mumar l'teavon, he has to make an individual decision every time. But if it became his custom to eat in a treif restaurant, and he's not drawn to the kosher, or he doesn't sense any issue anymore, it's nasa lo keheter.
Rabbi, so what about the Gemara of Kol Osevir Vashana Ba Nasa Lo Keheter?
Yeah, right.
So shouldn't you just say any time a guy in Mumar L'teavon, once he just does this repeatedly, it's nasa lo keheter?
Exactly.
I would say if the draw of taiva does not cause it, because the draw of taiva is gone, he's just in the form of a habit of going to the treif place, that then he's not considered a mumar l'teavon.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi, I don't understand something. A guy has two restaurants in town, one kosher, one treif.
Right.
And the treif one he goes to because it tastes better. That's not nasa lo keheter, that's teavon? I mean, it always tastes better. I thought nasa teyavo means where he doesn't have kosher available, like in our case, where the guy can't find kosher, so he'll go ahead and eat the treif. But if he can do a kahalacha, he will. But this guy doesn't care about kahalacha. He's going to a treif restaurant because it tastes better. That's not teyavo. Trace is always better. I just don't get it.
In other words, actually, it would seem to me that it's a simple way to a simple test. That if he could, if for instance, he could go, yeah, you're right, Trace would always taste differently.
Right. Cheeseburger.
But if, for instance, he can go over and have the guy do it in a special way, that he won't be over in his sir, and he doesn't take that opportunity, then he's not a monotheon.
Right, but usually that's going to cost more money or not be available or, you know, it's just...
Yeah, but then you're going to say anything is Latela.
Any little difference, right. The case of where he's not Latelavon is if he really just doesn't care. If they were all the same, if they're all things being equal, he just says, I don't care whether it's Heter or Asa.
No, I think you're a wrong premise. L'teyavon Aaron is mean simply that you disregard halacha. You know, that's
not just you have taiva. You just have taiva. Your taiva takes precedence over,
if you
over
have
halacha.
In front
if
of
your taiva is the same and you just say fun, then a guy is going to take hater.
It's always
halacha.
If a guy's going to go ahead and choose tray for meat because it tastes better, That's of course. He doesn't care.
Nevela doesn't. I don't know what you're living in sense to. Why does Nevela taste better than the exact same thing, whether it died through Shechita or died through
this
Navla? It's the same cow. It's not talking about pork and cheeseburgers.
You're talking about
a cow. No, it's Nevela. This is the same hamburger. It just wasn't chefed. It's the exact same hamburger.
But they said
that's it's
two different restaurants. You go to a Trafe restaurant, they have Trafe food.
Why? That's ridiculous. There's no reason. It's the same hamburger. There's no reason a Trafe restaurant, the same hamburger doesn't taste any different.
Together, it's different. The Trafe restaurant is... It's different. It's not the same thing.
It's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. It's the same thing, man.
Let's say, for instance, he eats chazer because he likes the way it tastes.
Right. I mean, that's the tail of him.
I thought we were saying something different now, that yes, we're not, because it just seems messy when we're getting into the motivations constantly. It sounds like if a guy lives in Nebraska and every Thursday night he goes out to, to McDonald's because that's what he does, and it's not a conflict for him anymore, there's no individual decision, then that's Nasa Loka Heter, and that's it. We don't care about how it started. Once it's Nasa Loka Heter, it's not Latayavon anymore. Latayavon, you said, means an individual conflict.
Yeah, I would say... That is probably, in other words, that's the definition. By Latayavon, it means every time he does it, he's engaging in a conflict.
Uh-huh.
But if there's no conflict, then it's a nice look at it. There has to be a conflict.
If there's no conflict.
And he resolves the conflict in favor of Tayavon.
Uh-huh. Okay, well then I think most people after a while they're not gonna have conflict.
Right, that becomes much clearer. Yeah.
Right, it's just you're knocking out the Latayavon.
Right.
You know. Right.
That's right.
No, you think to Latayavon where there's no kosher available. That's the way this Gemara is talking about.
You mean because he doesn't have a saga?
Right.
Right, but he has a conflict because he would rather have a certain kosher.
Correct. But a guy goes to a Trafe restaurant and there's a kosher one down the block and the Trafe tastes better. There's no conflict. He's getting into his taste.
It would seem so.
Yeah.
Unless, well, I mean, I would say the first time maybe there's a conflict.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Ready.
Maybe in the second, not the third.
Rebbe, as an observer of the phenomena, how could one determine whether the shochet is in conflict or not, whether he's the teyavon or not?
How could you determine?
How could you do that?
You have to see what he does.
What do you mean? Conflict is the inner situation. How could you know whether a person that's eating trafe is in conflict or not at the first bite of the hamburger.
Well, I would say that if it assumes a pattern, he's probably not in conflict anymore.
So if it's regular dover, so that's it?
It would seem so. People that eat out trafe, I don't believe that they're in conflict. They're in conflict every time. They made up their mind that they don't want to keep kosher.
Yep.
That's what I was saying. So then it will come out, the Efi Machmer, that even if he spends money to keep kosher in his house, that doesn't make him a Mumar L'Tayavon. That's just a sentimentality.
I mean, that is Rogil Vidara, if he has a system, I'm only kosher at home.
Right. But outside, he doesn't care.
Right, so that's Rogil Vidara. That's not the head already.
It would seem so.
Yeah.
It would seem so.
Rabbi, in the past, I don't think you were questioning whether it was Mumar L'Tayavon or Natsas Heter. The question was, when a guy is mocked in his house, does he have any nemonis in terms of just his house as opposed to the outside? In other words, is any kind of chazaka since he never brings treif into the house? It wasn't a question whether the person was Natsas L'Heter. The question is whether you have limited nemonis.
In other words, whether he can have a chazakah, because even though he's doing it for a crazy reason, but we assume that he always keeps that reason.
Right, that's the way you viewed it. That's the way you looked at it in the past.
Correct? That's correct. That's correct.
So would that still be correct? You could eat at the guy's house like that?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It's a good question. You mean if you know the guy spends money, so can you assume that he's always going to spend money like that? It's like, could you assume a chazaka, because it's true it's a mishigas he's doing, but maybe there's a chazaka that he always will do that.
The case we had in the past wasn't really just Mishigas. It was a rational reason person did it because he wanted his kids to eat in his house. So he was very machbit about it. That's where the Shaila came up.
Uh-huh. Would he really spend more money all the time, or if it wasn't available? Like, how do you know he's going to tell the truth? He's definitely going to, he wants the kids to think it's kosher, but are you really going to trust him? That if, like, the kosher meat was sold out, he wouldn't buy non-kosher meat and substitute it?
Well, that was the question. Was it so significant of a concern that he wouldn't play games with it because then his kids would never eat in his house?
Yeah, like Mirsis.
Correct.
That's right. That's exactly right. That was the question. The question was Mirsis. That if he goofs off, then they're going to catch him. So he'd be afraid to go into a treif place and buy meat. Because maybe his son will see him. I think you're right. That's a different question. That's like a nichnas v'yose. That's mirs. That's really mirs.
Right.
What does Mirsus mean, Jimmy?
Mirsus, he's afraid he's going to get caught.
So that gives a chazakah to him?
So then, Mirsus is like a mashgiach. So you say he's not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nichnas v'yose. I think that was the way we answered. That was the problem. I think in such a case, where he knows that if he buys non-kosher and his kid could see him, so then he wouldn't do it. Then it's different. So it would seem hard, difficult to be matir because the guy keeps kosher in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like a sentimental reason. And I don't think in halacha you have any makor that a sentimental reason gives him a din emunas. So that'll be difficult. You'd have to get him into merises. Unless the guy doesn't eat out all the time, not to non-kosher. That where he can eat kosher, he does.
Rabbi, would you say there's any difference with in the old days there used to be a category of people that would eat out but would only eat fish or only eat salad?
That's correct.
Would that be a different category of Nemanas?
Yeah, that would definitely be Pateyavon. Because you see he's trying to do it better. Like he's trying to eat fish because he thinks that that's mutter. It's not an asaloket. Yeah, that case would definitely be more of ever. I mean, there are people like that. That for a business meeting, they'll go and they'll eat something that's not really treif. They don't care about the kelim, but they try to find something kosher. So if that person is definitely a monotheist, because if there was heter, he'd go for heter. So he goes for as much heter as he can. He can't do anything about the kelim, but he can do something about the basar itself. So that's definitely Lutera. But if a person is indiscriminate and he goes and he eats pork and he eats lobster, it's very hard to say he's a Mama Lutera.
Yeah, Teyavon is just the reason why he's Mora Heta for himself.
That's correct. The truth of the matter is that he doesn't believe in Hilchas Shvita, not in Hilchas Kashrus.
Yeah, that's a really clear distinction.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Because he can't say on the Guf HaDavar he likes octopus. I mean, that's good. That's a good answer.
Right. It looks like crazy to do that.
Yeah, that's right. That means he's Makhish the Torah.
Yeah, he's moving Litei off and Paul Hilchus Kedusha, the guy.
And everybody's a mom of the
world.
They say that during the war, that a lot of the Jewish soldiers, they would only eat the bread and the vegetables and the fruit. They wouldn't touch any of those stuff.
That's true. Rav Kolevsky was one of those people. The only thing is, some paskin there was a kind of defages because you need all your strength.
So in that particular case, they could eat the meat and stuff?
that they can eat the meat, yeah.
My father, Oliver Shom, told me he just ate the fruits and vegetables and bread, and he was never had a problem in terms of his strength.
Wow.
And he said there were other religious guys he met, you know, in World War II that were like that, and they none of them said that their strength was lacking.
Really?
Yep. They ate eggs also. That was their protein.
Oh, the eggs.
Yeah.
My father did the same.
Like the first perk of Daniel, the king, when they took Daniel, they wanted to make him eat all.
The pot bag of milk.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, "Don't let me eat just the vegetables. Whatever you'll see, we'll be fine. We're not going to be weak."
And what they ate was a very high protein food. They ate the arbus.
Oh, what they gave him instead, you mean?
Yeah, what they gave him instead, and that happens to be high protein food.
Right.
Chickpeas?
The chickpeas. That's right, the chickpeas. And they were fine.
Right.
That's probably the first nutritional experiment in history.
My father said they used to serve chipped beef in the morning, and they used to put it on a piece of bread. So, excuse my French, but they used to call it SOS, something on a shingle, but not the word something.
Right.
It was another word that started with S.
I got you.
So, my father would trade his chipped beef for other people's bread. So, he got two pieces of bread instead of one.
And that was enough for him.
That and the butter.
Yeah. Yeah, the butter is meaning the fat.
Right.
You need the fat.
And there's no fat in the vegetables or the fruit.
That's true.
So they got the fat from the butter.
And the protein you got from the bread.
The bread.
Yeah, the bread is 14% protein. It's enough food to sustain you. But quantity-wise, you had enough.
That's what he said.
Mm. It's amazing. Yes, you're on the serious notice. Yeah, so where are we up there?
Okay. That's the Ron's Afilu Shel HaTeavon, right? That he's new category. They say that the Rush and the disagrees, holds that there's no category like that.
Of what you mean of not HaTeavon and not L'Hachas?
Yeah, he just has HaTeavon and L'Hachas. He holds Shel HaTeavon as L'Hachas.
Does he mean if it's not slow keter? That's because it was necessary.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Machweg is where that category exists.
Right.
Wait, what would be the third category? I'm not following.
This middle category of Ochel Nevel Shelo LaTeavon.
Ah, okay.
He says they hold that that's L'Hachas.
Yeah.
That's L'Hachas.
I mean, it's a chiluk in what L'Hachas is, you mean?
Right.
Is it just like an indiscriminate activity or spiteful?
In other words, as long as it's not with the other one, then it's considered L'Hachas. In order not to be L'Hachas, there must be a force overcoming it. That's the taiva. But if the taiva is not there anymore, so then it's L'Hachas. That's not, that's machlokes. Correct?
Right.
In other words, yeah. If there's no l'tayavon, so there's no force overcoming it, so then it's lachas. There's no thing as nasalokata.
Right. And the Russian, I guess, Rabbeinu Yerucham, they're saying is, they're holding that if he's completely indifferent to halacha, then he has a din of lahachas, if he's completely indifferent.
That's correct.
But it seems like the Ron's holding, it's only if he, like, dafka tries to do iser above heter, is when he becomes lahachas.
Right. Lahachas, according to him, is a positive phenomenon.
Right. I mean, the Ron's saying it's a positive phenomenon, like a guy who wants to do iser specifically.
Right.
Right. Right. But they're holding just total indifference to halacha as a din of lachas.
That's it. That is lachas.
Right. And the Ron seems like mistava that there's a difference between those two, but.
It's a tough question. Theoretically, it's hard to resolve. And you see, you can see both sides.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if we can go any further. And then the Sfar. Unless you have some, unless somebody has an idea. Okay, let's go over it. Let's see if we can get a more, cover more ground.
Okay. Avol mumen lahachas afil davar echad. But the Ron holds that if it's once it's lahachas, where Dafka, I guess, wants it, sir, then it's even for one, any one thing, he's no good. V'chein mumen levos kochavim harehin ke'ovdei kochavim gemurim she'enem b'shchit eklal. So a mumen for avodah zarah is basically like a guy. So there's just something not...
That was Leslie's question. So if he's a mumel of Arizara, so he's like a guy. Okay, go ahead.
Filon do agabma mitzvah vatso shchitas and psula shein shchita el b'Yisrael kedetana lekaman shchitas el gufav nevela. So he's just not a bar shchita at all.
Because he's not of another gufav.
Right.
Okay, so you see that shchita is different than other mitzvahs. Like, let's say Netilas Yadayim. So Netilas Yadayim is machshir, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need Yisrael. Even a monkey could do it. You only need Koch Gavra. So why is Shechita different? It's an interesting halacha. Shechita requires Yisrael.
There's a shame involved.
What?
There's a chalosh shame involved in the pasuk.
Chalosh shame is a chalosh shame involved in the fifth dam also.
Mm-hmm. The chiluk between the case where you could do the monkey, maybe you're not, you don't need, there's no chachma involved by Netilah.
No, but the question is, why do you need a Jew by Shechita? I mean, why it's a Maisa Shechita?
Mm-hmm.
Done by a person. Why is it going no good? Why does it require Yisrael? Yeah.
Maisa Mila also.
No, Mila is not so simple. By an outcome, we say it's good.
I thought you had to do a toughest on bris again.
Yeah, that's true.
The first dealer wasn't done by Jew.
This is a tosos on Gimel and Beis of Kasavar, who tries to explain it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it says Kasavar Kutim Gere Arayosin.
Yes.
that's the tosos. He says Ushkitasim Psula Kamo Shel Ov De Kochavim Mizavachta Mash Ata Zoveach Ata Ochel. Kalomar Oso Shehu Baz Zvicha Lafuke Ove Kochavim Ochel Nevelas Lahaches.
The Ochel Nevelas.
He's saying Lafuke Ove Kochavim Ochel Nevelas Lahaches. So he's excluding them from Vizavachta, Mash Ata Zaveh Ata Ochel. Kolomar Oso Shehu Bar Zvicha.
Right, so what is Taisus saying? How are you defining Taisus? Yeah, Taisus is good. He's showing you the sources. But what is the concept? So apparently, Shechita is a din in Kedushas Yisrael. I believe the post says, Lo Sochal Nevela, so it's a din in Kedushas Yisrael. So since it's a din in Kedushas Yisrael, so you require Yisrael. That's what I think.
Is Mila the problem for that?
What's that?
What about Mila? That's definitely a din in Kedushas Yisrael.
Mila is a really good question. How do we paskin by Mila? Is it a machlokes or? I'm trying to remember.
Bechimo yimo? Doesn't have to be bechlal. Bechimo yimo that.
Bechlal Yisrael.
Or at least bechlal Mila. And isn't the question about the.
By a guy, it's just a sorosorolo, but there's no kiyum of mila. But that I can understand because mila is definitely kedushas Yisrael.
Right.
It's a ben bris, so it seems logical that you'd require Yisrael.
I thought you said by Mila, it's kosher b'gai, you just require a davus dumbris.
That's right. But that makes sense.
Why, could that do she swell just from his mother?
That's because the mice of Mila is then introduces a swell. It's not simply that he doesn't have an arlo. It's a part of Gairus. It's definitely Kedushas Yisrael. Mila is no problem. But Shechita is. But that's interesting. So we hold by Shechita you require Yisrael. Because it's in Kedushas Yisrael. What it was today's lashon? And me and not to the Mishu's of it.
Yeah, Vizavachta, Mashata Zaveh Ata Ochel. Kolomar Oso Shehu Bar Zvicha.
Right.
Lafuke Ove Kochavim Veochel Nevelos Lahaches.
That's correct. That's why, in the end, Kusum Deva Gozer, of the Kusum of Ove Kochavim. Yeah, where were we up to in the Ran?
Well, to Niran, he says, "V'chein mumar, v'chein hadin lemumar lechilul shabbosos beparhesia."
I got it. Okay. So there too, he doesn't have din Yisrael. V'achi sebigamara, go ahead.
V'achi sebigamara, v'kusinami shchitas apsula, d'hakaymelan lozazim misham. At Shasom of the Kochavim Gemurim Ukedisa Asam.
In other words, mean by the kusim.
Right, they eventually determined that they were really Ovid Kochavim.
That they were Gerarurus.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know, Rabbi, there's also like a Rambam that's on that. Like, I guess it's different than the Tosos, if you want to take up that Rambam by a guy who does Shkita.
Yeah, let's see it.
It's like a famous Rambam. It's like problematic, I think.
Right.
But it's in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph.
Okay, go ahead. I wanted to go ahead.
He says, Nachri Sheshachat, Anfal Pi Sheshachat Bifnei Yisrael B'Sakin Yafeh.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Zero omen of Abba will help.
Zero, right, exactly, right.
Yeah, so how is he learning?
And then he says, the Geder Gadol Gadru B'davrzeh Shafilu Gai She'ina Ovid Avodah Zarah Shchitasa Nevela.
Wow.
I think that's like the question, because Geder Gadol Gadru sounds like a Derabana, but I think it's like not.
Yeah, according to Tesis, it's Deraisa.
Right. I think the Ram also holds this Deraisa. It's just a funny Lashon. I think that's like the problem in the Rambam. Does he really mean Derabana?
But he says the Geder Gadol Gadru.
I know. But I think he would hold the Yamalkus. I think he says you get Malkus in another place or something by meaning Tahara.
I mean, so I don't know what him, and that's the question on the Rambam?
I think so. I can see if I can find where the stira comes from, but I'm pretty sure that it really, the way to learn that is, here, the Rambam in whatchamacallit, in Hilchos, this is the problem, I have no answer, but in Sharavos Atama,
yes.
In Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says Shchita Sanachri Nevela Umetame B'Masa V'Afili Yisrael Omed Al Gabav V'Shachat B'Sakin Yafe Shchita Karoi Echad Hanachri V'Echad Akusi Ogir Toshav Shchita Sanevela.
Okay.
Right, so Ger Toshav is not Ovid Avodah Zarah, right?
That's why, because why?
I'm saying Gertosh, he says even a Gertoshev is Nevela, right? And Gertoshev is not Ovid Avodah Zarah.
Not Ovid.
Right. And then the Ram says, V'karov be'enai, she'af zeh medivrei sofrim, she'harei tumas Avodah Zarah, v'tumas tikrovas Avodah Zarah medivreihem, k'mo she'esbar, u'beglal Avodah Zarah, nisrach haku agayim, v'nesra shchitasan. Right?
Correct.
Then he says, V'im Tomar, and the Ram says in Yosef, I read he asura bachila din Torah. He says, Asa daraisa tida. Lo kol asa bachila metame. Just because it's asa doesn't mean it's metame. Shere trefa sura v'tahora.
So he's saying it's asa bachila.
Yeah, right. Din Torah. Right.
So that seems to be a steer to the other Ram.
Yeah, right. So it's just a.
That's in Perek Beis Avos Atuma?
That's Perek Beis and Sharavos Atuma. Halacha Yod, right.
Maybe it's only by the Ovid Avodah Zarah that it's there I saw. That's Loga.
No, but he's sitting here by Anachri. Am I right?
Right, he's saying by Anachri it's not Metame. It's only Metame in the Rabbana. But he says, by all of them. It's like he's saying, all the Tumah is only Darabana. He says, but you see, there's Malkus for Achila. But it doesn't necessarily mean the Malkus by Achila by both. Maybe the Malkus by Achila is only by the widow Zara. That still would be a question, because he's claiming all the Tumah is Darabana, even the widow Zara.
No, but it doesn't read around again.
The Rambam in Tuma by in Tara.
Yeah.
It says Shchita Sanachri Nevela Umetame Bemasa Vafil Yisrael Omed Al Gabav Veshachat Pesachin Yafe Shchita Karoi Echad Hanachri Veechad Akusi Oger Toshav Shchita San Nevela Vekarov Beinai Sheavze Medivri Sofrim. I guess that the Tuma is really Darbanon, Sherei Tumas Avodah Zara, Tumas Dikrovas Avodah Zara, Medivrayim, Kamoshi Yisbar, Ubigval Avodah Zara, Nisrach Gogoyim, Venesra Shkitasam, Vim Tomar, Vaharehi Asura Bachila Din Torah.
I mean, even if he's not Avodah Zara.
Sounds like he's talking about all three cases.
It doesn't sound like, even if he's not Avodah Zara.
That's also Daraisa.
That's what it sounds like.
I think so, also, yeah. I mean, now he's trying to resolve the work out with the other one.
Yeah, but it seems that the first side seems like a steerer, head-on steerer. No?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely a first side seems like an open steerer.
Is that the end of it?
No. It says, Vim Toma Harehi Asura Bechila, Din Torah. So how can you tell me Dirabanan, better that Darais that's not Matame? So if it's a Nevela Darais, that should be Nevela Matame. Thomas Nevel also.
Right.
If it's Asa Bachila, the Raisa says, Lo kol Asa Bachila Matame. Just because it's Asa Bachila doesn't mean it's Matame. Shrei Trefa, Sir of the Torah. The Torah says, Trefa is Asa Daraisa to eat, but it's not Matame.
Correct. So you see, he holds from this Rama would imply that the Shrita is not Kera, even if he's not over the Torah.
Right.
Yeah, read here in the other Rama. Let's read the round. Read the other round once more.
So Ram is in Shchita. That's the Dalad. Yud Aleph says Nachri Sheshacha. Afal Pi Sheshacha Bifnei Yisrael B'Sakin Yafa Vafilu Hayakatan Shchita Sa Nevela. The Loka Alechilasa Min HaTorah Shenamar V'Kar Lecha V'Chalta Mizivcho Me'acha Shehizer Shema Yocho Mizivcho Atalama Shizivcho Asa.
So that seems to be Avodah Zarah. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Ve'in Adoma Yisrael she'ini yodeh ha'chashchita ve'geder gadol gadru b'davar zeh she'afilu gai she'in ovid Avodah Zarah shchita so nevela.
Ve'geder gadol. Yeah, what kind of a lashon is that?
Does he say that maybe by the end of like a yichud? Does he use that lashon by the Raisa or something also?
I don't recall.
Let's see if I can.
But it is a fine lashon. Together, gravel, gravel.
Yeah.
That even though it's not over the Azor, it's still she does it. It's psula. So it's mashma min rabbanan. But later,
mashma, right?
Right. But the other one's mashma min raisa.
Right, and he's definitely not learning like Tosfos. That's from the Zavachta. He has a different Gzeres HaKrasa than Tosfos.
True. Yeah, the Rambam is learning his style of Avodah Zarah. Tosfos is learning it's a positive requirement. This is Yishrita.
Right.
Yishrita demands Yisrael. The Rambam is learning it's not that it demands Yisrael, but it demands removal from Avodah Zarah. Yeah, what's the lashon? Begeder gadol gadru.
Begeder gadol gadru b'davar zeh. Shafilu gai she'in ovid avodah zarah shchitasa nevela.
Even
a guy that's not ovid avodah zarah has shchitas nevela.
Shitas and Avera. No doubt there's a lot of quiet, a lot of terror on us.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because the Ram over there says he didn't even a Ger Toshev.
Right.
Who is definitely not of a Vodazar.
Right.
He's just lacks in Yisrael.
Right. I mean, Ali was trying to suggest that the Rambam just means that the only one that's Asr Daraisa Bachila, but Tahor Daraisa is by the Nachri. And that's the Rambam's question. It's from that one case. That the Nachri case is definitely Asr Daraisa, Din Torah, you get Malkus. I mean, the Avodah Zarah one. But the Rambam's still holding, it's not Metame Daraisa.
Right.
So Ali's trying to say that the Rambam's asking a question just from that one case. Again, Hanami, the Ger Toshev would be, the whole thing would be Derabanan. The Toma and the Yisra Achila would all be Derabanan.
But Plain Shah is not much like
that. Yeah, Plain Shah is not much that way. But I mean, if you just want to, if you're trying to resolve this theorem, maybe that's like
And what's the Geder Gadol mean?
Yeah, what does the Geder Gadol mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Could you say that he means it's Deoraisa? But Geder Gadol means, like, since the whole reason for the Isser, he's saying, is because of Avodah Zarah, naturally the smoother way to formulate it in the Torah would have been that it's limited to an Oved Avodah Zarah. But the Torah was Geder Gadol, that it basically formulated just Tam as Nachri, and not in terms of Avodah Zarah, as, like, part of the Torah's reflect from Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, but Geder Gadol sounds like a Darabon. And also, what are you going to do with Ger Toshev?
Right, well, the Ger Toshev is this, the Torah didn't formulate it as the shame of Avodah Zarah, but it formulated it as the shame of Nachri because of the Geder Gadol of Avodah Zarah, that it didn't differentiate and differentiate between different types of Goyim, whether they happen to be Avodah Zarah or not, but it used the more, you know, more inclusive formulation of all Goyim.
Yeah, but that's a very loose one. It doesn't make sense. It's not a sensical formulation. Let's maybe say like this, that really it's a Avodah Zarah. That's the problem. And that's why really Ger Toshev should be mutter. The only thing is that the Torah formulated that an Achri, the Shlitas Nachri requires Afkor from Avodah Zarah. And Afkor from Avodah Zarah is only Yisrael. Ger Toshev is not Afkor, it's not enough to be Afkor. In other words, Geder Gadol means that the Torah really defined it as an Isser of Avodah Zarah. But also, it also said that it's not mutter unless you mafkia the Avodah Zarah. And what's the Derech Afka? That was Geder Gadol. That only Kedushas Yisrael is mafkia Avodah Zarah. But Ger Toshev is not. So that's why Ger Toshev will still be Asr.
Why isn't he? I mean, he's isn't that his whole thing, that he's
Kofan of Avodah Zarah? There's a different level of Kofan of Avodah Zarah. There's a special Kedusha of Yisrael. In other words, there's different levels of Afkor. Because Tori and Das and Limud.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You mean even though he's kofer avodah zarah and he has that mitzvah completely, still it's not the same as a Jew who's kofer avodah zarah?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
Now for the Jew, his kfir and avodah zarah is based on his das. The ger toshav is simply his mekabel mazgir avodah zarah. But it doesn't have the level of das to be mafkia, to be the same type of afko.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What about a Tinex Nishba? You would say he's on a different level than a Ger Toshav, or same level?
You mean the Tinex Nishba is a third of our Zohar?
Correct, because he doesn't have the skills and the training.
No, but if he's a third of our Zohar, it's not going to help him.
No, but he has the essential quality of being Jewish.
Yeah, but that's not, it's not going to be mafkia over the reserve resource if it's inside, he's over it. All right, think about it. But you're going to have to say the Geder Gadol is the Lashon D'oraisa. That the Torah made a big Geder. That's the only thing that bothers me. The Lashon.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody propose any answer?
Like you said, I'm sure there's a lot of Torah on it.
Yeah, there's a lot. Anything from the Rav?
I don't know. I'm not sure if any of it's...
Who does Kava bring down?
Another Kava. I can see. I think the Kesa Mishnah takes it up, I'm sure. But I can see.
Oh, really?
Not much I can see. Let's see.
Well, it's a powerful Kasha. Powerful.
So the Kesha Mishnah says, Masha Kasa afil goyshe na oved avodah zarah. Hotsiu Masha Kasa av shchitas nachristam. He says, "In Mashikas Rabbeinu Geder Gadol Gadri B'Davar Nira Shes Rabbeinu Sover Shekol Sheino Ovid Avodah Zarah Ina Elamid Rabban." He learns his Rabban. That's what he learns his Rabban.
I hear. Okay, let's think about it.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Nice there, Rabbi. Thanks.
Thanks, Rabbi.
My pleasure.